Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Sweeney Murdy at the Winter Meetings in Las Vegas. Tuesday started off fairly exciting with the late Monday rumors about a Yankees-Mets-Marlins trade, but that quickly fizzled, and Tuesday turned into a day to discuss what might have been interesting but ultimately proved to be just another deal that moved a little and then never made it into the realm of possibility. While the Mets are the ones aggressively pursuing Marlins catcher J.T. Realmuto, there also seems to be enough people out there who believe the Yankees are pursuing him to some degree, too. The Mets needed catcher is obvious, while the Yankees have Gary Sanchez. Even that is a little more complicated because of the year Sanchez had in 2018. Pass balls, injuries, lack of hustle, a lot of things put Sanchez under the microscope now and makes people ask the questions about his future as Yankees catcher. For now, the Yankees sound very certain about his ability to play the position and to bounce back in 2019. Let's start with Brian Cashman, who in his Tuesday media briefing made clear how special a player he believes Sanchez to be.
It'd be hard not to have a Gary Sanchez as our catcher. He certainly have gone, he's someone that we're invested in and believe in and expect to be a part of this place as we move forward. I highly doubt that we would be moving Gary Sanchez anywhere.
Not moving him and maybe in a trade, but he's going to be your primary catcher.
Yeah. That's our plan. Mm-hmm. And, I've certainly had people ask me about Gary Sanchez. I think that was something that I've talked to in the past this offseason, even though, he had the left shoulder surgery. Obviously the year that we know he's better than. But fully expect him to be, he's part of our solution. There is no problem with him from that perspective. And so he's a big difference maker in the fact that when we take the field and he's in that lineup, there's already a possession there our way because if it's 90% of the other clubs do not have that type of caliber player at that position. It's a very difficult position in this game, and we have one of the best at that position in this game. So it's, I remember turning the clock back to when we had Jorge Posada. That was something that also was a big advantage our way, at that position, because most clubs don't have an offensive impact catcher like that. They have, obviously, someone that handles one side of the ball, but not both sides of the ball.
While the pass balls and wild pitches are obvious areas of concern, Cashman speaks very highly of the other areas where he feels Sanchez excels at and can hopefully continue to improve in the other areas as he completes his rehab from the left shoulder surgery performed after the season.
I think he's an exceptional game caller. I think he's, that in terms of running our game plan and handling our pitching staff, and he's terrific in terms of, the one area that is blocking pitches with a staff that throws, especially coming out of that bullpen, a lot harder than most. That's the only really deficiency. The guy's got a cannon arm. He shuts down the opposing running game. We do have relievers that are slower to the plate, so obviously he's the equalizer on that. So to me, the main deficiency in his game is just blocking, which does show up every now and then. Clearly, it's not something to run and hide from. But in terms of boxes checked about what he does good, it's so overwhelming on the one side of the ledger versus the other side of the ledger. So, obviously we'll always focus on trying to improve on any areas of deficiency with all of our players, including him. I'm not sure if there's anything different we'll be doing other than the fact that, he's committed to trying to be the best he can possibly be, and he's pretty damn good. That's why, I think in the summer we're doubling down and tripling down on him, all the words that we're using, and I think it showed and it paid off, and people saw, him, I think, coming out of the quote-unquote abyss between the you know, the muscle pulls that put him on the DL, and I think also the frustration of getting not necessarily credit for some really impact balls. He had some, you know, I think he was swinging the bat well, but not getting anything to show for it earlier in the year last year, and that turned into a mind game a little bit. And he is done with his rehab here in New York, or Tampa, and he has returned back home. He'll finish off now, but he's the heavy lifting phase of his rehabilitation process with the physical therapist is completed. And I think it was Saturday, that's just past Saturday, he left Tampa and returned back to the Dominican and obviously finish off the lighter phases of the rehab process, and he'll come into camp, you know, ready to go, and I'm sure just will quote unquote protect him, but you know, there's no concerns necessarily with that situation as we move forward.
Aaron Boone in his media session here took time to profess his love for Gary Sanchez as well.
Those of you that cover me all the time understand that I really love the player. I love the person. Obviously this year in a lot of ways was a very tough year. You know, dealing with some injuries offensively, the scrutiny that goes on with him behind the plate all the time. But I think a lot of the things that I witnessed from him behind the scenes that actually did show up in games, so, you know, I think this year is going to be a huge year of growth for him. And going through some of the challenges and adversity that he went through, I think is going to make him a better player. He's, you know, spending a lot of time in Tampa this winter. He's, you know, already in very good shape. And I feel like he's going to come back and have a really great season for us on both sides of the ball. And I think a lot of that started to happen towards the end of the year. And frankly, it was happening maybe a little bit in an inconsistent manner, but things we were seeing behind the scenes and even that showed up in the games at times, I think we're going to see a great player.
As for what Sanchez does well behind the plate, Boone sees that just as much as Cashman does.
You know, obviously, I think a lot of times when we talk about Gary, you know, people talk about the pass balls and something that certainly we want to improve on, we want him to improve on. But sometimes that's one time in the course of a couple of days that, you know, shows up and kind of, I think, clouds and takes away 95% of the work he's doing back there that's really good and really efficient. As far as, you know, his continued ability as a receiver that I feel like he continues to get better and better at. I think everyone sees and understands what he does to a running game with his ability to throw. And then just, you know, as we kind of evaluate each and every day, and to see how he's invested in the game plan and then the ability to go out there and execute it in our judgment. And that's something that's frankly a little subjective, you know, is in our judgment, something that he was really good at last year. And I feel like something that he takes pride in and hopefully an area that he even continues to improve at.
Is that simply about knowing hitters and how to execute?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously we have you know, a game plan each and every day that, you know, Larry and the catchers are intimately involved with and with the starting pitchers and the and yeah, so it's diving into that, understanding. I think he has a really good feel of opposing hitters. I think he's got a really good sense of that. And just, you know, as we kind of, again, as we evaluate kind of each and every night, more often than not, we came away kind of giving him high marks in that regard.
While the Yankees pursue trade opportunities, Cashman ran down the list of players other teams have asked him about this offseason.
Other teams asked me, Andujar, Sanchez, Torres, Voit, Hicks. I've had Ellsbury's name pop up this winter. I've had Betances, Green, Holder, Sonny Gray, Paxton since we acquired him, Gardner, where I had to tell somebody he was 10-5. So it's been, you know, Frazier's name's come up. Yeah, they've no one's asked me about Aaron Judge.
Judge, right.
That's true. So no one's asked me about Stanton.
Cashman said the request on Ellsbury was more what he would call money laundering, meaning a creative way to move bad contracts and salary by both parties. So while plenty of names have come up in discussion, Cashman doesn't see Miguel Andujar as someone he wants to move, though he wouldn't label him untouchable or part of a core he wouldn't necessarily break up.
I'm not trading these guys. I'd rather say some are more touchable than others, but Andujar is part of a young nucleus of players that we're excited about, and obviously we don't get to 100 wins without, I feel like, the booster rockets of Andujar and Torres at third and second last year really propelled us in the second half and hit that win column all the way to 100. Those guys had as much impact as some of the bigger names or some of the more prominent names that had already established themselves to various degrees. And but those young Bucks came up and excited and electrified this roster. So they're part of a young nucleus. The core stuff, I think this game is shown that its core is, you know, it's just the word gets thrown around. So,
do you view Andujar as a third baseman long term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not a physically, you know, challenged in a way that prevents him from improving, you know, on his defense. You know, he was someone that we openly demonstrated last year. We felt 2019 would have been his year to start and hatch out of the egg, and that's why we acquired Brandon Drury to cover us for that year, because we thought offensively he was ready to go and defensively needed more maturing at it at such a young age. What's he, 20, off the top of my head, 22? Going into 23, something like that.
23, 24.
I'm bad with numbers. That's why our payroll's been so high for so long. So, but anyway, I mean that's something that, you know, turn the clock back. You know, we're on record with, but just like I remember Robbie Cano back in the day when we had a similar time frame. You know, when the good ones or the great ones coming up, come online. You know, sometimes they're like, no, I'm ready way sooner than you say I'm ready, or you think I'm going to be ready. I'm going to beat your timeline. And you know, hell, he might have been rookie of the year if he started the season at third base, you know, instead of Otani. Who knows if he doesn't start at AAA and he hits the ground running from day one. I mean, he certainly played great in spring training, at least to put himself in the position to almost earn that position. But anyway. We're lucky to have him. And anyway, defensively, he's not physically like, wow, he's out of shape and he should be a, you know, he's a big bodied guy that doesn't really move well or this, that, and the other thing. He's not that guy. So all it is a continued just finishing off on certain things that will improve his defensive side. And I think that, you know, Mendy and Booney and our group feel those are solvable issues. And with time and growth and maturity, you know, you'll see, you know, an improved player at that position, and the bat we don't even have to speak about because it's already exciting what you've seen.
The Yankees have two players in Gary Sanchez and Miguel Andujar that are obviously great offensive forces. Even with Sanchez's massive underperformance in 2018, he isn't that far removed from a 30 home run season, and that's what Cashman is alluding to when he talks about having something at that position that every other team doesn't have. Meanwhile, Andujar's rapid rise up the minor league ladder may have hindered his defensive development, and the Yankees believe, for the moment, that his future is still as a third baseman rather than somewhere else on the diamond. The question remains, if the Yankees follow through on their very public interest in Manny Machado, does that make Andujar expendable and therefore a valuable chip to improve another area like starting pitching? And that's a question that may not get answered that soon. Back with more as things happen here at the Winter Meetings. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.